This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Starting Friday, people in Denver won't have to wear a mask inside most public places, CPR's John Daly reports.
Citing improving pandemic metrics, Mayor Michael Hancock says the mask requirements will lift Thursday.
We're following the guidance, and we're following the numbers, and we'll continue to do that, which means that if there was a major spike that threatened the public health, we will make decisions accordingly with that.
COVID-19 transmission, case rates, and hospitalizations have been dropping in the city and state in the latter part of January. Denver's seven-day case rate was about 2,000 January 10th, but by Friday that fell to a quarter of that. Some other metro area counties are also reviewing their mask orders. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
In a special meeting Monday night, tri-county health officials voted to let their mask mandates expire this week. Starting Saturday, masks will no longer be required in public indoor spaces for Adams and Arapahoe counties. Three members of the Douglas County School Board say conservative leaders may have broken state law while trying to remove the district superintendent. Colorado has an open records law requiring school board members to publicly disclose if they meet to discuss official business. But the board's president and vice president allegedly told the superintendent in private that he should resign, otherwise they would hold a vote to force him out. Here's Douglas County School Board member Susan Meek.
We need to be true to our words. We need to follow contractual agreements. We need to follow the law. We need to have conversations as a seven-member board.
The board's conservative majority voted last week to change the Douglas County School District's diversity and equity policy against protests from students and families. Colorado took in about $770,000 in tax revenue from sports betting in December. That's down about 3% from the previous month. Wagers in December totaled more than $461 million. Most of the taxes go to water conservation and storage projects. Since it became legal in May of 2020, Coloradans have bet more than $5 billion on sports. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.